You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, really soon after we talked last week on the podcast, the Rays went out and made a trade. They send away Jake McGee, something that was no surprise. We had kind of talked about that throughout the offseason, although the longer the offseason went, I thought it was less and less likely to happen. But they go and they get a little extra pop in the outfield, bringing in Corey Dickerson. I think a nice trade for the Rays, but it certainly sets up a number of outfielders. Now they have Dickerson, Kiermaier, Desmond Jennings, Mikey Matuk, who was up last year, Steven Souza Jr., you have Brandon Guyer. I mean, that's six guys I just rattled off. So what are they most likely to do now when it comes to all those different outfielders?
Well, obviously, your guess is as good as mine. They never really tip their hand. But I certainly think it's fair speculation that something else is going to happen. After the deal, Matt Silverman said that if they got to the end of spring training and all these guys were healthy, they would have too many, which is pretty obvious. But I think for right now they like having the depth, and they might take it for a little spin and see where it takes them. But it's dizzying when you start trying to put together what scenarios might be possible. And of course, a lot of these guys, some of them are out of options which could play in there as well, but there are a lot of different possibilities, in the outfield, which spills over into first base and at DH as well.
Dickerson was obviously a need when you talk about pop and power and the run-producing ability, so they fill that need, but they lose McGee. Now they have another closer in Boxberger, obviously, who was the closer last year, but McGee, an important arm in the past in that bullpen, so who kind of steps up and fills that role?
Well, they do need someone to step up. But, keep in mind, too, McGee didn't pitch all that much last year.
Right.
So they're pretty much used to, they have pitched in situations or gone into situations without him. Eni Romero showed a little something at the end. Alex Colome really stepped up last year in late inning situations. And Xavier Sandano, could be there just as well. So, early in the season, Steve Gelch was doing it. I think he got a little tired towards the end, but I think they have the candidates to do it. And, the one thing to remember about McGee, and I think McGee is going to do well in Colorado, a lot of times the speculation is, the guys who throw curveballs and stuff have trouble getting the spin in that high altitude. And, he's pretty much a fastball guy. So, you're trying to replace him, and who knows if I think Eni Romero, pretty much throws about as hard as he does. But does it have the life? Can he keep the command that McGee had? That's one of those questions. And, of course, he's left-handed as well.
One more question on the trade. Dickerson, obviously, injured most of 2015, had the 24 homers back in 2014 in just 131 games. But a lot of that, obviously, at Coors Field. Is there any concern about how his numbers will translate into a new home ballpark?
There isn't anything like Coors Field. I mean, it's an offensive ballpark. Talking to the hitting coach, he told me, he likes what he sees. He said that and he stressed that the Rays are pretty proficient as far as doing their homework on guys. So they're fairly convinced that he's going to be fine hitting at Tropicana Field. And obviously it might not be what it is at Coors Field. I don't think a lot of people would leave Coors Field and be the same. But they like enough of what they see to have felt like, they needed to pull the deal on this. They kind of felt like he was a special player that was available.
All right, Bill, for the second half of our podcast today, we're going to kind of play a game. Basically, we're going to call it the Rays Most Likely To, and I'm going to rattle off a bunch of different things that could happen during the 2016 season, most of them accomplishments or events. And it's your job to tell me who the Ray is that's most likely to do that. So let's start on the mound. Who is the Ray most likely to throw a no-hitter or perfect game?
Oh, I don't think I would surprise anyone with going with Archer on that one because so many times in the past you've seen him look like he was going to do that. And, of course, he nearly did it against Houston last year, pitched probably one of the best games in the major leagues. So I'll go with Archer on that.
All right, Bob, to the hitting now, and who's the Ray most likely to hit for the cycle?
Since this is kind of speed based, I think I'm going to go with Kevin Kiermaier. He had, you know, look at all the triples he had last year. He gets a home run in there, and who knows what his legs can bring him.
Yeah, it seems like the cycle always comes down to that triple, and that's the dividing factor between who can do it and who can't, barring some sort of flukish ball bouncing around in the outfield. But Kiermaier definitely a clear-cut pick on that Rays team. All right, well, on MLB.com, most people know we have what we call must-sees, and that's must with the letter C. The C can stand for lots of different things, clutch, catch, classic, all sorts of stuff. So with that explained, who's the Ray most likely to get a must-see on MLB.com?
Well, again, this is a no-brainer. I mean, you got to go back with Kiermaier again, because watching him on a daily basis, he does it just about every night, maybe two or three times a game. I've never seen anything like him, so he's my must-see.
Yeah, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, the official stats, but I'm 99% sure that Kiermaier was the Rays' leader in must-sees a year ago. I think he had a streak of defensive plays there where he was collecting one must-see a week. All right, moving on. Who is the Ray most likely to hit a grand slam?
I think I'll go with Evan Longoria on that one.
All right, and who is the Ray most likely to go 2020? Obviously now you're talking about the speed again, but with some power.
I'm going to go with Steven Souza on that one.
Any particular reason you like Souza? You think he can get to that 20-homer plateau?
I think he'd have a harder time getting to the 20 bases, but, I mean, you know, yeah, he had a lot of homers last year and limited playing time, so and unfortunately for him, too, that one of his injuries came right when he was finding his groove again. So I think it's very reasonable to think of him hitting, you know, mid-20s to 30 homers.
All right, back to the mound. Who is the Ray most likely to have the longest scoreless inning streak? And the first thing I thought of with this one was, wow, if you could go with a minor leaguer, Blake Snell went, 46 innings last year. But on the current Major League roster, who's most likely to have the longest scoreless inning streak?
Yes, if we could just pitch to single-A hitters, right? You know who I like? I like Jake Odorizzi. He seems to sometimes really lock in. He's had some hard luck, but let's go with Odorizzi on that one.
All right, and kind of a similar question on the other side. Who's the Ray most likely to have the longest hitting streak?
I like the new guy, Dickerson. Everybody says he's a professional hitter. I love talking to him on the conference call. He loves hitting. Dedicated every at-bat, so let's go with the new guy.
All right, now for this next one, I'm going to eliminate Kevin Cash to make it a little tougher on you, but who is the Ray most likely to get ejected?
Ooh. That's a hard one because I was going to go with Cash.
I threw you a curveball.
Let's go with... because he doesn't have a temper, let's go with James Loney.
Okay, the least likely, but who knows, right? All right, up next, who is the Ray most likely to lose a starting spot in the rotation? And the Rays are interesting here just because they have so many talented starters that it makes this question real interesting, I think.
Of all the guys they have, despite the fact he did so well and they like him a lot, I would say maybe Erasmo Ramirez because he might get put into the bullpen.
All right, and who is the Rays bench player most likely to snag a spot in the starting lineup?
I'm going to go with Tim Beckham on that one.
Yeah, that's interesting, especially with all the middle infielders they have there. But Beckham, so much promise, if he can put it together again, because we saw kind of the signs in 2015. I got one more. What's that?
And, of course, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to beat somebody out. You know, an injury could come along, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we're going to finish things off on a light note, Bill. Who is the Ray most likely to have Justin Bieber walk-up music?
I got to go with Raymond, the mascot, on that one.
That's great. You're the first one to go that direction. Most guys.
Although even Raymond might not go that low.
Not a fan of the Biebs, huh, Bill?
Hey, he's not my generation.
I understand. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. Bill Chastain, thanks as always.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.